skeptic.
BSM presents The Tim Weisberg Show, streaming live on WBSM.com and the WBSM app. Call 508-996-0500. Send us app chat messages and open line voicemails using the WBSM app. Now, The Tim Weisberg Show.
Welcome back in hour number three of the program here on Monday morning. And the sun has gone back behind the clouds, but at least it's not raining. So if you got to get outside, now is the time to do it. And you heard Phil mention the story there in the news. And I saw this press release come in last week. And I said, here we go. This happens whenever an animal is killed in the area, whenever an animal is euthanized, in comes PETA. And so PETA put out a press release basically decrying the killing of this bull in Raynham last week and announcing that they were erecting a billboard on Interstate 495 dedicated to that bull, honoring him. That's the term that they use, honoring him. It will be a photo of a bull that says, "I'm me, not meat. Help others escape the slaughterhouse. Please go vegan." And I don't know that, you know, this is going to change anybody's mind. Also, maybe I'm wrong in this, but do we eat bulls? Are bulls sent to slaughter for the purposes of being meat? That was the first thought I had when I heard that this bull was headed for the slaughterhouse. I mean, I guess you could use a bull as meat, right? I don't know. I don't know enough about cows to know if there's a difference. I know I've eaten bison. I don't know what that has to do with anything. Just trying to think of meats that I've eaten that begin with a B. I don't know if I've had bull meat. Is that something that people eat? Would I know the difference between a bull steak and a beef cow steak? Again, just my own ignorance, but somebody could let me know. I mean, I was also thinking they could have been sending him to the slaughterhouse because this bull was too aggressive. And then you might say, well, why didn't they put him down on the farm? Well, because then they've got to move a bull. Whereas the slaughterhouse will probably grind it up and turn it into dog food. You know, they'll use it for other things. So I don't know. But PETA never misses an opportunity to capitalize on something like this. And then the people come out who criticize PETA, call them hypocrites for various different reasons. You know, it works. It gets people talking about PETA, so I guess it works. But I feel like it's also shoving it in people's faces when we didn't do it. We weren't responsible for it. You can say all you want, well, you eat meat, so you're part of the problem. Okay, but you never would have heard about this bull if it hadn't escaped. You never would have heard about this bull if it didn't have to get shot. And now you're going to shove this in the face of people that had nothing to do with it. But that's typical of PETA. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're next on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim. I'm wondering, did you hear anything about the power going out in the center of Fayetteville?
So, yep, there was an equipment failure, and they said that they should have the power restored by 8 o'clock. So if you're asking me now at 8:12, I'm guessing it's not back yet.
No. Oh, okay. Thank you so much.
Well, give me 1 second. Let me see if I can get a little bit more info for you, see if I can get an updated determination from the outage map. Give me 1 second. Mm-hmm. Just going to click on this here. So now it is predicted that it'll be 11 a.m. for a restoration time.
Oh, my goodness. I never called. This is my first time calling. I just wanted to know about the power, you know?
Well, thank you for calling. Hopefully you'll call again when it's a happier reason.
I listen to you constantly.
Well, thank you so much.
Okay, thank you.
Have a good day.
Yeah.
And, yes, so there's an equipment failure that caused, right now they're saying 683 customers are out. That's the same number that we saw back in the 6 o'clock hour. So the cause of it is equipment damage. That's all the information that they have on the outage map. But they're estimating a restoration time of 11 a.m. So that already jumped up. Originally, it was 8 a.m., but now they're saying it's 11 a.m. So, and a lot of times, you know, it gets done before, well before that time. They're just giving themselves a window, a cushion of when to get the work done. They've got to get the crews out there. They've got to get the replacement parts. It could have been a transformer, in which case there's a lot of safety aspects that go into replacing a transformer. I know I saw that happen one day. I was working at the diner and cooking in the back and just happened to be looking out the window as I was like chopping some home fries and saw the thing just blow. Sparks everywhere, flames coming off of it. Diner lost power. And then people were like, when's the power going to be back on? When's the power going to be back on? Like, you can just look out the window and see they're still working on it. The pole was in our parking lot. Like, what do you want me to do? I'm sorry that the owner doesn't have a generator. It's not my fault. Anyway. So, yeah, 11 a.m., you should have a restoration of power. I'll keep that window open so we can check to see if there's any changes to that as we go along for the course of the day. So as I mentioned, I did have a couple of updates. Well, I had an update on a story that we talked about last week. If you remember, there was a story of the woman in Lincoln, Rhode Island, who left her seven-month-old infant in the car while she went shopping. The woman who is 55 years old, and I still haven't gotten an answer to my question about that. Maybe it's none of my business, but how does a 55-year-old woman have a seven-month-old infant? And they're calling her the mom. She's not the grandmother. I don't see anything about adopted mother, because you think if that information was available, they'd put it in the story, because that makes it a little bit more, you know, salacious. But this was the baby that was left in a truck outside the Lincoln Mall. Police said when they found the infant, the truck was turned off with the passenger side window cracked a quarter inch and all the doors locked. It was 81 degrees outside and 84 degrees inside the truck. And so the mother, 55-year-old Lori Carter of Foster, faces charges of cruelty and child neglect. She's going to be arraigned today. But I know it's not my business. And I know it shouldn't matter, but I want to know, how does a 55-year-old woman have a 7-month-old child? Anyway, 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning.
How you doing? What's on your mind?
Good. Hey, in reference to the bull, do we eat bull? As far as I know, they usually kill, when calves get bigger, they're not cows, they're male, they usually send it to the slaughterhouse for beef. So I am assuming that we do eat bull.
Okay.
You know what I mean?
I don't think we're going to eat this one, though.
No, but I know the Portuguese, I'm from that heritage, but they call it ungueixo, which is a male calf. When it gets to a certain size, there you go. There's your meat. because they want the cows to produce milk. You know what I mean?
All right. Well, that explains it. Thank you so much.
You got it.
Have a good day.
Yep.
Oh, sorry. I didn't mean to cut you off there. Let's go to another call here. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Hi. I'm calling because we always talk about the housing. It's a little off subject, not about the bull, but about the housing units around our city and towns and how, you know, people have a lot of negative to say. But I just wanted to take a minute to talk about the good of the place I'm in. I've been here, I'll be a year in September, and I just wanted to give like a shout out to Claremont Housing and Crossroads in Dartmouth. The cleanliness, the staff, the maintenance man, Dave, he just rocks. My manager, Kelly, she's amazing. And I don't think people give enough credit, you know, and they always want to talk bad and they complain about this. But, like, I couldn't be in a better place, especially with the world today and the rents out here. And, like, I'm just thankful and grateful to be here.
Well, thank you. Thank you for bringing some positivity to the airwaves.
Yeah, thanks.
All right, you have a good day.
You too.
And I will say, like, if you are somebody who has a good living situation, you're happy with where you are, you know, hold on to that, because it is hard to find a situation where everything works out the way that you want it to. You know, sometimes you might love a place, you might love the rent, you don't like the neighbors. Sometimes you might love the neighbors, but the rent's too high, you know? So there's always some little factor that plays. And sometimes you're like, hey, this place is perfect for me because it's cheap, I can afford it. But, you know, there's mice. You know, little things like that. Well, I guess that's kind of a big thing, depending on how you look at it. But, you know, I look at it from the perspective of you need a roof over your head. And that should be something that isn't a stressful situation. As somebody who went through not having a roof over my head a few times growing up, I've learned to appreciate having one. The rent is the first thing that gets paid every month. I will eat ramen noodles and hot dogs for the entire month if that's what it takes to pay the rent. But the rent gets paid first. I try to be perfect about it. I try to pay it on the first. Sometimes, you know, the first gets away from me, especially if it's a weekend. Like, I didn't realize that it was the first, so I'll send it on the second. But it's, you know, the first 2 days of the month, my landlord's getting my rent. And I always feel bad when I do it on the second. Like, I missed it. I'm late. I'm not really late. My landlord has other renters who they take their time paying. And my landlord has told me, don't worry about it. You're one of the good ones, but it's just, you know, in the back of my mind, that anxiety exists. Everything's fine until I, you know, realize that I was a day late with it. But if you can get in a situation where you don't have to worry about where you live, you don't have to worry about where you're going to be next month, take advantage of that. Enjoy that, because that's few and far between these days. So I'm going back and looking up stories, you know, about what's the oldest a woman can give birth. And, you know, there's stories about somebody giving birth at 70, somebody was 71. And that really, as long as you haven't gone through menopause, you could give birth. And that menopause happens typically between age 45 and 55. So this woman could have been at the, you know, could have just got it in. But I don't know. The whole story is still weird to me. And I feel like that's the question that won't get answered, but it's the question everybody wants to answer to, but it's hard for the media reporting on it. Like, how do we work that in? Because then it sounds judgmental, like we're saying she's old. Too old to have a baby. She's certainly too irresponsible to have a baby if she's found guilty. 508-996-0500. I had warned you, too, that if you were eating breakfast, I was going to have a really crappy story to share with you that you might want to not be eating during. So I'll give you one final warning on that, and we'll share that story when we come back in just a few moments. Live up on Salisbury Hill. I could see the city light. Wind was blowing, time stood still. Eagle flew out. Welcome back in 508-996-0500. So this story that I'm going to share with you is a little bit disgusting. This happened last week, and I saw this floating around social media last week, but I didn't see anything from police on it, so we didn't report on it. But there's a farm stand in Berkeley. Last week, on Wednesday last week, the owner of the farm stand caught on video a woman go to the farm stand, walk around behind the farm stand, and go to the bathroom. And it wasn't a number one. So she went behind the farm stand and, made a deposit. And as the owner of the farm stand, Dallas Brightman, said, I don't want to go touch that. Who wants to touch that? What am I supposed to do? Hire someone to clean someone else's feces out of the back of the farm stand? That's disgusting. This comes from ABC6, by the way. He says, there are better alternatives for someone who needs to go. You can just ask us. There's woods everywhere, he said. If you got to go to the bathroom, you got to go to the bathroom. There's a Dunkin' Donuts at every corner in Massachusetts. Now, first of all, just turn the hose on it. That would have been what I would have done. Just turn the hose on it. Blast it all down into the soil. Good fertilizer. But the Berkeley Police Department said that it identified the individual and charged them. They did not identify the person. But here's what I find really interesting from the tail end of this ABC6 story. Officials thanked the public for its help in the case, but asked that people refrain from sharing potentially criminal videos on social media before contacting police in the future. And this is something that happens quite a bit, where businesses will post a photo, post a video of someone who broke in and robbed them. And in this case, this video was posted before the police had a chance to solve the case. And they're right. You're not helping yourself if you're putting it out there on social media. You've got to trust the police to do their job first. Give them the video. And then if they need help locating a suspect, they'll put the video out. And I get it. The owner of this farm stand probably, we just wanted to share this and say, hey, look at how gross this is. Please don't do this. I don't know that he was necessarily looking for somebody to be criminally charged. And I can agree with that point. When you've got to go, you've got to go. But there's better alternatives than going behind somebody's farm stand. And you got to assume that you're on camera at a place like that. Hey, listen, we've all been there. We've all had that moment. There's a reason why many of us carry a roll of toilet paper in the trunk of our car. We've all been in that situation where we didn't know if we were going to make it, couldn't find a place to go. But don't do it where there's food. Don't do it where there's going to be people walking. My first thought when I saw the video was like, maybe this is somebody that owns a rival farm stand that's trying to, get at this guy. But then I was like, well, if that was the case, they would have done it in front of it, not behind it. But yeah, try to avoid doing it anywhere near food if you can help it. And I hope nobody was eating breakfast at that time. I tried to give you a fair warning. I'm not a person that gets grossed out. I can hear that and keep eating. So I don't always think that way to think to give you the warning. So I'm glad I remembered this time. 508-996-0500. It's time to go now into the newsroom and get all the top stories of the day from Phil Devitt.
The Democratic National Convention is here. Biden expected to take the stage. Hurricane Ernesto wreaking havoc on the East Coast. And a famous movie house for sale, if you're not too scared to buy it.
From the WBSM Newsroom, this is WBSM News.
The curtain rises on the Democratic National Convention today in Chicago. More from Mark Mayfield.
President Biden spent the weekend at Camp David working on his keynote address with top aides. Biden is expected to make his case for Vice President Kamala Harris to succeed him when he speaks to delegates and a nationwide television audience Monday night. Day one of the convention will include a series of tributes to Biden and what Democratic officials are calling a passing of the torch moment, with Harris joining him on stage. I'm Mark Mayfield.
Governor J.B. Pritzker confirming that the Illinois National Guard will be in Chicago to assist local police during the convention. The four-day event is expected to draw tens of thousands of people. Harris and her running mate were on the campaign trail over the weekend. She and Minnesota Governor Tim Walz traveled through western Pennsylvania ahead of the convention. Meanwhile, former President Trump and vice presidential hopeful Senator J.D. Vance are both expected to hold separate events today in Pennsylvania. Secretary of State Antony Blinken says current negotiations to push for a truce between Israel and Hamas may be the last chance to reach a deal to end the war. Speaking in Tel Aviv today, Blinken said this round of talks could be the best and last chance to get a ceasefire in place and hostages returned home. So far, there have been few breakthroughs in talks aimed at stopping the war that's been raging since last October when Hamas attacked Israel, killing more than 1,000 and taking hundreds hostage. Police are investigating a deadly mass shooting in Baltimore. Baltimore Police Commissioner Richard Worley spoke to the media.
We have 8 confirmed victims. One individual was pronounced deceased, 36-year-old male. Preliminarily, the victims range in age from 22 to 45. The victims range in condition from critical to stable.
The shooting happened around 8 p.m. Sunday night. Worley said officials found multiple firearms at the scene. Police have not determined what led to the shootings or who's responsible. This as 5 people were shot in Boston's Franklin Park around the same time last night, all expected to survive, and police are looking for a suspect. Ernesto, once again a hurricane as it churns toward Canada. The National Hurricane Center says Ernesto is creating life-threatening surf and rip current conditions that will last for the next few days. The warnings stretch from Florida to Maine. Your full forecast is coming up. And the California home featured in the horror movie classic Poltergeist is up for sale. Lisa Carton has the details.
According to the listing, the 4-bedroom Simi Valley home is selling for nearly $1.2 million. And in case you missed it, the 1982 movie is about a suburban family whose home is haunted by ghosts that abduct their young daughter. The film depicts the house is being built over an old graveyard the owners were never told about. However, the listing promises the house is definitely not haunted. I'm Lisa Carton.
WBSM Sports.
Red Sox lost to the Baltimore Orioles after falling 4-2 in their final at Camden Yards. Boston next visits the Houston Astros for a 3-game set that starts tonight at Minute Maid Park. And the New England Patriots close out the preseason on Sunday when they visit the Washington Commanders.
Now your ABC 6 South Coast forecast.
Good to be with you, everybody, on this Monday morning. We're dealing with some patchy fog showers across the region. Temperature around 70, dangerous rip currents, and that is due to distant Ernesto. That is throughout today. As we head into the afternoon, temperatures in the mid-70s with showers and storms. Patchy fog overnight into tomorrow first thing, turning partly sunny tomorrow afternoon. From the ABC 6 Weather Center, I'm meteorologist Cecil Del Carmen on New Bedford's News Talk Station, 1420 WBSM.
I'm Phil Devitt for WBSM News. Stay up to date with New Bedford's News Talk Station, WBSM, and get all of our content and breaking news alerts with the WBSM app.
And welcome back in 508-996-0500, app chat on the WBSM app. Got an app chat message from DSY who says, Tim, do you think Trump is better looking than Kamala? because that came about from one of the many weekend statements, one of the statements that Donald Trump made. And it was, I mean, I was like, this is what we're going to talk about, is who's better looking? Are Trump supporters not a little bit concerned about the just the rambling non sequiturs that they're hearing in some of these Trump quote unquote press conferences and rallies? I mean, he sounds like a blabbering old man, right? You were worried about the other guy being too old for the job, not being there all there mentally. I'm getting concerned for your candidate as well. It's just a lot of stuff that just doesn't make sense. I mean, and I know that was always the case with Donald Trump. You get some of that when he goes on a roll, he just, you know, keeps riffing. Some of it lands, some of it doesn't. But to quote Tim Wall, some of it's just weird. And I thought getting into who's better looking? Like, first of all, you're not. But secondly, you think that's how the American people are going to vote? That's going to win you over people? There's people right now that are undecided. And I don't think that there's a lot of people that are undecided, certainly not as much as the media portrays. But let's just say, you know, you're going after those undecided voters. They're like, gee, I don't know. I like some of the policies that Kamala Harris would stand for, but, you know, I'm also worried about the economy. Maybe I'm also worried about immigration. Kind of going back and forth. Which one do I want to vote for? Oh, wait a minute. Donald Trump said he's better looking. Okay, well, that settles it. I'm going to go for the guy that's more confident in his appearance. What? What you're seeing, and I know it's going to be hard for some of you to believe this, but what you're seeing is a narcissist unraveling because someone else is getting the attention. You are getting a look at me, trying to get everybody to look at him. He doesn't like the fact that he's not the focus of all the attention, of all the media. I mean, okay. I don't know what that would do for you. Because, like I said, I don't think there's as many undecided voters as the media would make you believe. I think people pretty much know by this point who they're voting for. And I don't think there's anything out there that's going to drop, that's going to change anybody's mind. No October surprise is going to get somebody to say, never mind. So I don't know why you got to devolve into that. Again, I think he was just riffing. And I think that's just what he does when he's on a roll. He just, like, you know, gets people laughing and then says, well, let me go for another joke. But that was just odd. 508-996-0500. Good morning. You're on WBSM.
Good morning, Tim.
How you doing?
Good. How are you?
All right.
If you were to hire a contractor to remodel part of your house,
mm-hmm.
you would talk to several, right? And you would look for background check on them. You would do one of those and you hire the best one with the best references and everything else, correct?
Sure.
Well, compare Trump's background to hers. She's nothing but a crook. Her father is a Marxist. He's a professor.
Donald Trump's father was a racist.
So what? Maybe so, my father was. I don't know. I'm not a racist.
If you can say so what about his father, then you can say so what about her father.
I said he's a Marxist.
So what?
And how about the way she voted for different things? He's too liberal. Not good for the country. He's good for the country. He proved it.
Not in my opinion.
In my opinion, he did. I'm not going to argue anymore. That's it.
All right. Good morning. You have a good day, Bob. Take it easy. Good to hear from you. And if you want to call in, 508-996-0500. Literally what you just heard there. And I love Bob, so I'm not trying to pick on him at all. But literally what you just heard there is what every Trump voter does. They bring up something that is tangential, that doesn't apply to the person. And then when you can do the same thing to Donald Trump, they say, yeah, well, so what? So you can't say that what Fred Trump did doesn't affect Donald Trump, but that what Kamala Harris's father did affects her. She was mostly raised by her mother anyway. So I don't understand it. I don't understand why. Anyway, I'm not going to try to figure it out. 508-996-0500. Sketty sent in a Snapchat message saying, what a waste of taxpayers' money. Are the wind turbines helping in any way when there is a power outage in Fairhaven? No, the wind turbines don't have anything to do with the power getting delivered to your home. The wind turbines generate power. The problem when your power goes out isn't that they run out of power. It's that they have a problem with the distribution system that brings the power to your home. So there's some sort of an equipment failure that along the way breaks up the delivery of the power to your home. So this is an equipment malfunction that causes problem in Fairhaven, which usually is a transformer blew or a line went down. This could be that somebody, you know, in the rain this morning skidded off the road and struck a pole. If that's the case, hopefully everybody's okay. You know, these are the things that can cause equipment failure. Where I lived in East Wareham, there was a lot of curvy turns to go down the road, and people were always going too fast. And quite often, a couple times a year, somebody would knock out the pole, which was really terrible if I was, you know, on my way to work and the pole was still down in the middle of the road, because then I would have to go the other way, which would take me all the way through Plymouth. We were kind of, we were on an island, both literally and figuratively. So there wasn't a whole lot of ways in and out. And so, yeah, I'd have to turn around and go the other way. It happened more than once. There was a day that I had to leave. I was going to work in Lakeville, left. When, you know, if it took me a half an hour to get to work, I left a half an hour before I had to be at work. So I drive down the road, pull across the road, nobody there moving it. Well, I guess I better turn around. Had to go through Plymouth, go down Route 44, and take 44 down into Lakeville. Ended up, you know, almost an hour late. Anyway, so that's those kind of things disrupt the supply of power to your home. And that's what causes the problems. And a wind turbine can't help with that. That can't help with how the power comes to your house. 508-996-0500. We will be right back.
Get in line, boy. You better step back, freeze. Cause you don't want none. I hustle for my muscle and you look weak, son. Yeah, I'm going for all that I can get. Kicking it at the top because I'm too legit to quit saying.
You know, Hammer told us back then that he was too legit to quit, but I guess he quit. He hasn't put out an album since 2009, and he hasn't been on tour since 2019, so did you quit, Hammer? I thought you were too legit. I loved Hammer back in the day. Then he made that weird turn where he joined Death Row Records. That was a little bit strange. But, man, was I super into Hammer when he first came out. You Can't Touch This, Pray, Have You Seen Her, Too Legit to Quit, Adam's Groove. I still listen to Hammer quite a bit. Not Pumps in a Bump, though. No, none of that stuff. That's just too weird. 508-996-0500. Still working on a story, by the way. I'm trying to get this story done. And it's, you would think when you're trying to help a restaurant promote their new signature dish that they would get back to you with information, but I'm still waiting for all of my questions to be answered. But when I share this story with you, and I'm hoping I can get it done before I leave for Michigan on Wednesday, this might be the biggest food challenge around here. And I'm not going to give you all the details now because I want you to be surprised when you read about it. But the meal, if you don't finish it and get it for free, the meal costs $95. So that can just give you a rough idea of how much food is involved with what we're talking about. And I've got the photo on the desktop of my computer so that when the story is ready to go, I mean, I've got most of it written. I'm just trying to get, like I said, the answer to a few questions. But I keep looking at that photo and saying to myself, how? How can a human being consume that much food? Forget doing it, you know, within the time constraints to get it for free. How can a human being consume that much food? And when you hear about this, you're going to have two thoughts. One, oh my God, how can anybody do that? And two, I know somebody that's going to try that. And it's a sandwich, I guess. Although it's multiple sandwiches put together, it's insane. And I can't wait to tell you about it. And I wish I could start talking about it now, but I don't want to ruin the surprise. Because if I tell you now and then you see the photo, it won't have nearly the same impact as when you see the photo with the story and you say, what the heck is that? But if you do decide to take this food challenge, you might want to have a cardiologist on speed dial. Like I said, I hope to have it done before I leave for Michigan on Wednesday. Just waiting to get a few questions answered. And it's not even necessarily stuff about the sandwich, but it's more about the meal, I guess. It's more about the place in general because it sounds like a really cool place. So stay tuned for that. Hopefully today, fingers crossed that I get the answers to my questions today. And I can get that out because I want to have time to talk about it on the radio. And I want to know anybody that actually goes out and tries that challenge. Because I kind of want to be there when you say, I kind of want to be there and watch. I just want to see what happens. All right, I got to take my final break of the morning. We will be back in just a few moments. And welcome back in. Just about time to say goodbye for the day and give way to Chris McCarthy in South Coast Now. Got an app chat message from Herb in New Bedford who says, good morning, Tim. Do you get paid by the Harris camp for advertising for her and for bashing Trump? Nope. I bash Trump for free. I do that out of the goodness of my heart. You don't have to pay me to do that. I'm happy to do that anyway. All right. Well, that's going to do it for me for today.